And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup right here in San Diego next to the San Diego Sport Fishing Fleet. And we have a great guest today. You talking fluorocarbon today? We're talking Dale Hightower is here from Seaguar Fluorocarbon. So that's going to be a great show and a great prize today, too. Dale's came bearing gifts. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network. This is one of my favorite shows because I always go away learning so much more about fluoro. You know,
yeah.
How many times has Dale been on the show talking Seaguar and you think, all right, well, I know everything there is to know about fluorocarbon. And every time I walk away, like, oh, yeah, man, I know so much. This is going to be a great, great show.
Yeah, it is. Good morning, Dale.
Well,
what's up, buddy?
Morning, gentlemen.
Yeah, great to have you. So, a lot going on this year with fluorocarbon, right?
Oh,
I mean, an absolute must-have thing.
You know what? This is the year, I think, that I got to fish, like, all the different Seaguar products. I mean,
you know,
at certain times of year, you know, you're fishing freshwater and then saltwater. But with everything going on in the world, I spent a lot of time on Lake Havasu bass fishing. So I got to play with a lot of different fluorocarbon lines that we make. Usually I go to Tatsu. You guys know that you guys are, I know,
Tatsu,
in love with the Tatsu.
Tatsu's amazing.
And, you know, just because of everything going on, it's like I used a lot of different Seaguar products, including, like, Invis-X, you know, which is kind of
so, like,
go-to.
What do you use in the freshwater?
I usually just go straight to Tatsu and or Smackdown Braid. But, just, you know, with availability of product, you know, we were talking about it before the show started. I mean, people are fishing like they've never fished before.
Yeah.
Like, Fishing in the outdoors right now it's awesome that that people are rediscovering it or discovering it for the first time.
It's fantastic.
Sales of entry-level combo rods and reels, you can't get them right now. It's crazy. And
wow.
It's all these people that are going outdoors and fishing. So,
yeah.
And it's great for our business. It's great for
boat sales, kayak sales, everything.
It's beautiful.
Recreational vehicle sales.
So, obviously the manufacturers have been busy shipping product during the midst of all this. And So actually, I had a bunch of 600 yard spools of Invisx. I'm like, oh, I'm using this, even though I usually go to Tattoo. And then I just forgot like how great Invisx is. Like
Now, what is Invisx?
It's kind of our to me, it's like the blue label of leader material. So the go-to, okay. The go-to of any of our products would be Invisx and Blue Label. So that's the standard I think that the industry uses. That it's the, I don't know, I thought I'm going to say the Coca-Cola, but it is like if you just had to pick one freshwater product and one saltwater product to do everything with, you'd pick Invisx for freshwater and Blue Label for saltwater.
So why not? It's a freshwater fluorocarbon fishing line. So not like you know, we're used to fishing with it where you tie on 3 feet, you fill the whole reel full of it, it casts well, it's still got the very nearly invisible in water, it's got crazy good abrasion resistance, but it's relatively easy on the pocketbook. You know, where Tattoo is the gold, it's the bomb, it's skinny, it's strong.
It's twice the cost of Invisx.
But Invisx, everybody can buy it.
Right, and it's single structure, which everybody's fluorocarbon in the world is single structure, except for some of ours. So that double structure formulation that makes our flagship products, right, like Tattoo, Blue Label, Gold Label, Premier, that what makes those so great is that double structure formulation using different fluorocarbon resins that give you even better parameters. But because we manufacture our own resins and raw materials, we can take a product like Invisx, manufacture a single structure fluorocarbon line that's, you know, affordable for most people. It's still more expensive than monofilament, and give you all that performance you want. And so, like what Rick's saying is, I'm spooling up spinning reels and casting reels, freshwater bass
full
fishing.
Full of Invisx.
Right, and you know.
And does it have the other properties that are we like being able to sink fluorocarbon?
Yeah, so all fluorocarbon, has the same refraction rate. It all has the same sink rate as long as it's 100% fluorocarbon.
Uh-huh. And then Invisx is 100%
fluorocarbon. And so you can buy that in a 200-yard spool, a 600-yard spool. We even sell 1,000-yard spools of Invisx. The bass fishing guys go through it like we go through leader material. So.
Really?
Yeah. So
what about bay fishing, though? I mean, that sounds perfect for bay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And you can spool it up and you fish it just like you'd fish monofilament, but you're fishing pure fluorocarbon.
Yeah.
And you get the advantages of, like, low stretch. So when you're swinging and setting hooks when you're fishing deeper water, I mean, you're getting a better hook set than monofilament because we know that when monofilament gets wet, it gets stretchier. They probably up to 30% stretch.
Yeah.
So back in the day when we were fishing pure mono just for tuna, I mean, it wasn't that long ago. I mean, I tell people it was a crow flies. It wasn't in the 90s we were fishing straight mono.
Wow.
Right. I mean, we weren't even fishing circle hooks back then. So we were fishing J hooks. And when you swang on a fish, you had to swing. I mean, there was no put it in gear and let it come tight because you had a 30% stretch factor.
Holy mackerel.
Right? So so now it's
And what's
like,
the stretch factor in Invisx?
You know, almost nothing.
Nothing.
I mean, there is stretch to fluoro and there's even stretch to braid, but it's so minute.
It's very small.
It doesn't matter.
Right. So when you're fishing, if you're fishing the bay here and you're fishing on the bottom, I mean, when you're setting the hook, in fact, some people had to actually learn how to not set a hook because they were snapping fish off swinging so hard because that's how you had to swing fish in mono. When I first started talking to the first guys on the bass scene fishing fluoro, like fishing jigs, right? And then they're like, oh, yeah, we had to learn that we were breaking fish off because we were setting too hard. You didn't have to swing that hard because there's that low stretch involved with fluoro. Or nowadays we're doing braid to fluoro. Even in freshwater, they're doing top shots.
Wow.
So
good stuff.
Yeah, so with all the,
So how do you decide what to take when you're, okay, let's go, you're going bluefin tuna fishing on the on the Red Rooster.
Right.
On Tuesday.
Yep.
Seaguar trip, right?
Yep, Seaguar trip.
Everybody get Seaguar product on that?
Yeah, there's a nice swag bag like we brought for the, some lucky listener to the show.
Wow.
But,
So what are you going to use? What do you use?
Well,
how do you decide? There's so many good products.
For real.
So I will tell you, this is how I approach it. And I have, this is what makes it fun for me, is I have all this different product that I represent that I use. So I have Pink Label, right? And people are like, well, why do you have pink? I go, because sometimes you need something to get bit. Like there's days that you can't get bit.
And sometimes pink gets bit,
And
right?
sometimes pink gets bit better. Whether it's a mental thing, I've seen it, you've seen it, we've all seen that there's times whatever the lighting condition is, it just gets bit better.
It does.
And the, it's for me, it's the line that if I can't get a bite, I just go to it. I just like something as a game that changes the game for me in my mind. Yeah. But I've seen it work. And back in the day, with before Florida, we were all fishing Pink Andy. So I do believe that there is a situation where Pink gets a bit better under the right conditions.
I agree with you.
So I do carry Pink. Abrasion resistance, Blue Label, bar none. So like if I'm going to be rigging up my flat fall style jigs, I'm going to rig that on Blue Label. I'm going to rig it on the, because you know they inhale those jigs, and the size of these fish, obviously if you get on a fish over 100 or 200 pounds, you want the most abrasion resistant product, and that product, Blue Label, is the most abrasion resistant product.
You hook a flat fall fish on heavy Blue Label, 220 something like that, game over.
Yeah, it's done.
Yeah,
it's done. You're not going to lose that fish. So Blue Label on anything that has to do with abrasion, or if I'm, even if I was on a 16-day trip fishing big baits and, in the dark, I'm fishing Blue Label, right?
That's the rope.
Yeah, it is. If you hook them, you're not going to get them. The disadvantage of Blue Label, it's bigger in diameter and it's stiffer than like Premier or a Gold Label.
But it's still not as stiff as other.
Absolutely. But it's
compared to that's the problem with Seagull.
Yeah,
it's
right,
like you guys don't make a good, better, best. You make a
great.
A best. Exactly.
It
that's
starts with great and it goes up to. So I look at what the characteristics are. So like daytime sardine fishing where it's a pick bite and you're struggling off the rail all day to get a bite. No question, Premier. And then Gold Label kind of changed that. We were talking before the show that it's a little thinner than Premier. It's not as soft, but it's soft enough and it's got a harder finish on it than Premier. So you get that abrasion resistance, you get that tiny diameter. We make it to 40 pounds, which, obviously for the size of fish that we're talking about out here, that's sub 100 pound, bluefin, not a problem. Anytime you get over a fish over, triple numbers, depends how long you're on a fish, but we were talking, I know plenty of people that have landed bluefin over 100 pounds on, 40 pound Gold Label. And then obviously Premier, we make it from everything from like 12 pound to 200 pounds. So Premier, when you start getting into, your larger sizes, 50, 60, 80, there's no question that Premier's the go-to on that.
Premier's such a unique fluorocarbon in that it changed what fluorocarbon was supposed to be. Before Premier, fluoro was always kind of stiff and kind of wiry, and you loved it, like a Blue Label, and don't look at this as a bad thing, it's a good thing, because it's stiff and because it's wiry, because it's so strong. And then Premier came out, and all of a sudden you have a line that, it virtually fishes like mono. It's soft and it's supple and it casts good.
It ties knots great.
Yeah.
So I think that was kind of the.
And it's tough.
It's still fluorocarbon. Right.
I mean, you can catch a big one on it.
And I always tell everybody there is a little. So I mic my lines, like micrometer. So you can buy a micrometer, pretty cheap. And because that's what I compare as diameters. So when I'm fishing, even with Seaguard, I know we put a registered, diameter on it, and they're very, very close to that. But I still want to see. So if somebody ever says anything about a line, I always say, well, have you mic'd it? What size is it? What is the true diameter of the line? So you actually, there's a trick to actually miking a line, taking the diameter of it, is you have to bend it like a teardrop. You have to take the line and make a loop out of it, and you measure the outside of the loop. Because all line, whether it's monofilament or fluorocarbon, isn't perfectly round, and it'll bend at its weakest point, just like splining a rod.
Oh.
So you bend, you make a loop on it, and you actually measure the outside because you want to measure the fattest part of the line. So you do that. So if somebody was a brand X, Y, and Z, I would be fairly certain that if I was bending a loop in the line and measuring the outside, that I was at least getting the thickest part of the line. So. Diameter is a trick to getting bit. We all know that. Sometimes the invisibility to me isn't as important in fluorocarbon as is the sinking rate, the low stretch, the UV resistance, way more abrasion resistant than mono. Wet versus dry tensile strength or knot strength, it doesn't change much because fluorocarbon doesn't absorb water, doesn't get weaker. Mono does. Mono gets incredibly weak when it gets wet. It gets softer and gets more manageable, but it gets weaker. So the knot strength goes down. So fluoro gives you all these other advantages other than refraction rate, which is what everybody flocked to at first.
Right.
The reason, I remember when I first started repping Seaguard, which with my dad was back in 2000. It was probably 2001. I would say back then, so that's two decades ago, there was, you know, maybe 10% of people using fluorocarbon. It was people knew what it was.
Everybody was like, fluorocarbon.
But people didn't know how to use it. So I remember, like, people buying, like, small tuna rings and making liters up.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
So they tie their, you know, mono to the ring, and then they have, like, a, like you're doing a Wahoo liter,
that's
right?
That's it. That's how we did it. A swivel or a ring.
Right. So that's kind of, nobody had a really good knot to tie a mono to fluoro, so nobody quite figured that out. But the advantage of putting it on the map was, is that, you know, back in those years, there were some albacore fishing, if you remember what those were. And
they have long fins, right?
Yeah, exactly, right? They taste really delicious, like meat. So there were some guys on boats, and they would go out there, and they would, like, catch 10 or, you know, 12 albacore, whatever the limit was back then. It might have not even been a limit back then. And that, you know, they'd be way more successful than the rest of the guys in the boat. And people were asking, like, hey, what are you doing different? Like, what are you? And it's like, I'm using this, and it's this, like, you know, 2 or 3 foot piece of fluorocarbon. And, you know, after you got your butt kicked by somebody that outfished you know what you're doing is you're, like, trying to figure out how to put this into your arsenal. So refraction rates still put it on the map. It's still, you get bit better mono versus fluorocarbon, no question. But then people found out there's these knots, like the Seaguar knot from fluoro to mono, or the RP John Collins knot from braid to, you know, braid to fluoro, that there's these fairly easy knots, right, to put together a very strong connection to catch these fish and use this fluoro with the braid. Because braid wasn't even, you know, it was, people were just using at first mono to fluoro. And now it's, the mono's kind of disappeared. You have this braid to fluoro, and mono's kind of, like, to me it's a weak link. When people take a really nice reel, real nice little two-speed, fill it with braid, and then put 100 yards of mono on it, and then top that with fluoro. To me, it's just, to me, it's a disadvantage. You're putting a stretch factor in. The weak link's the mono. I know it's more
managed. So what do you do?
I do. Depends on the fishing. Like for this trip, 5-day trip on the Red Rooster, you know, I'll be fishing probably a 6-foot piece of fluorocarbon tied to braid.
Tied straight to braid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the way the bait swims. I know that the captain, I know Andy's always like, oh, put some mono on there. I think it's because most people, it's easier line management for people.
And they can feel it. Yeah.
Right. But you know, for me, it's like you're the reason that you have that reel and the rod, and you're like, I want to pull on fish. I don't want to, I mean, especially these big fish, like, I don't want a stretch factor in it. I want to pull on them, right?
Yeah.
The harder you pull, the guys that are not pulling hard are the guys that lose the fish.
Right. Longer that fish is in the water,
so I'm
the
like,
more chances you're going to have
to
lose it.
And then a lot of people say, well, that braid's really expensive to fill the whole reel up. I'm like, well, how much did you spend on the reel if you put it on?
And the
little
braid's going to last.
Right, yeah.
It's cheaper in
the long
run.
Yeah,
and
it is
more expensive up front on your first fill, but you know, 3 or 4 times down the road, all of a sudden it pays for itself.
And then if you're doing hollow core like I do, like the Seaguar Threadlock, you know, for this trip, you know, I peeled off 100 or 200 on reels that I'd already fished. I just peeled off the old stuff, cut it, spliced in.
That's the beauty
and put
of
it on.
It.
So
totally.
You actually saved, right? You actually
right.
saved money because I didn't have to unspool the entire reel of braid. And I got this seamless connection with the Threadlock hollow core that's stronger than the line. Like that blind splice that we do, right, is stronger than the actual line itself.
You're using a loop-de-loop?
No, it's the Chinese finger deal. Just shove
eight to 12 inches.
We call it an inline splice. He's talking about, so reels full of that hollow spectra, been on a half a dozen trips, had a couple of baits where you were soaking out 100 yards and the hook got crossways inside your sardine, you wind it in, it's helicoptering in, and, you know, so the top 100 yards after half a dozen trips is a little bit twisted, it's a little bit
funky. You're talking about on the
so rather than getting rid of all 600 yards of lines on the reel, we peel off 100 yards of it, cut it, now your reel's 100 yards down, but because it's hollow, we do that inline splice.
Inline splice, right.
And
which
then
takes you, like, what, a minute in the shot?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And now, exactly.
Seamless deal.
Seamless splice, can't feel it. A lot of times you need to mark it with a Sharpie just so you know where the splice was.
But is it important where the splice is?
It's not, because as Dale's saying, it's stronger than the line itself.
So,
well, and you can
then what are you connecting? What's your connection to your Seaguar fluorocarbon
I have now gone to the straight RP John Collins knot.
Okay.
I tell her, right. I fish.
It's not.
130 pound down is, I'm still fishing that knot. I got all the confidence in the world on that thing that, you know, on my longer trips for big fish, I usually put a leader on long enough to where the knot doesn't go on the reel. So depending on the length of the rail rod that I'm fishing, I want to be able to put my hook on the, you know, reel seat and have it softly looped around the tip so I don't kink it, which is another trick. And make sure that that knot is not on the reel. So depending on the,
like in between the reel and the first guide.
Yeah. Yeah. So that way I'm never getting that knot on the reel and never have to cast it out. And the other advantage of that knot and that system is it's a quick, once I catch a fish, I'm putting a new leader on immediately and it takes me a minute,
yeah.
Right? That's the advantage of that knot. I used to do the wind ons with the Sato crimps and I love that. You know, Gary puts together the best crimp kit and the instruction to do it. But what I have found is having the ability to not have to tie a bunch of wind ons before a trip and then just fish the line as I have it. And to me, it's way easier. And I don't need anything longer than a 10-foot piece of fluoro. You get bit better. I also believe having that fluoro in the butt of the loops, you know, when you're making wind ons, you have like at least a 3-foot section of fluoro that's what's number one wasted, but it's drag in the water. I think there's a drag issue when you have a, you know, 10-foot section of 100 or 130 pound fluoro with the RP knot tied to 100 or 130 pound braid. I think that goes through the water on a finesse bite better than a loop system with, you know, with fluoro and the braid on a wind on. I mean, that's just my deal. I think that shorter top shot. I know that it's a funky fight. You definitely get beat up a little bit more on a shorter top shot.
On a short top shot, yeah.
But I love it. I mean, I'm not complaining about it at all.
Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you. A lot to talk about with Dale. We haven't even ventured into lures that he represents.
Exactly. Yeah, that's going to be a great show and a great time. And we want to hear from you. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, join in the fun, join in all the great cigar info and everything else. Give us a call, 833-288-0973. Again, 833-288-0973. Your chance to talk to the master, Dale Hightower from Cigar. And not only are we and talking info and line. As Pete mentioned, boy, Dale brought us such a killer prize for one lucky caller, and it is a hand-picked, I mean, pack of fluoro with virtually everything represented from Seaguar. I see pink, I see premier, I see gold. It's a great package of fluorocarbon. I don't even want to venture to guess. I mean, several $100 worth of fluoro over there, and a really nice Seaguar hat to go along with it. So a great prize pack of fluoro for one lucky caller at the end of the show today. Again, 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to be talking fluoro. We got a whole lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know, it's intimate, it's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name, well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAJA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro is home to LA's finest open party fleet, including overnights on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Native Sun. Plus, you can charter the Ultra, Spectra, and True Line. There is always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. Take advantage of the Wednesday specials on the Pursuit and Monte Carlo, and kids fish free with a paid adult on the afternoon half-day. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or book online at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, just that start was exactly what I'm talking about. This is going to be a great show today.
Now, one of the other products you represent that that is red hot this year is that Nomad line, right?
Yeah, Nomad Design Tackle out of Australia kind of, I think, changed the game on hard bait business in Southern California. And, you know, every once in a while, something falls into your lap, and you see the greatness of it to start with. And that's what happened to Nomad. It fell into our lap. It was right up our alley as far as a rep agency goes, because it kind of complements the other stuff that we do with Seaguar and Hayabusa and Live Target and Z-Man on the freshwater side. So, obviously we do Fishworks clothing as well. But it was kind of that offshore company that their stuff was unique, different, and catered to our style of fishing out here.
Yeah,
and
that DTX minnow, man, that thing's hot.
The funny part about the DTX is it started on the Wahoo side, right?
Like with you.
Yeah, I know. When I first picked up the line, they flew over like three DTXs for me to take on my 16 day, and I'd never seen anything catch Wahoo like it, period, ever. And still to this day, even with the amount of people fishing them, the Wahoo haven't smartened up on it, right? Yeah. It's not like it was a flash in the pan, the fish figured it out. It's like, no, they eat it even better today because we've figured out how to troll them a little bit different so that they track easy. Like, a lot of the boats had to change the way everybody was over-harnessing the actual. We're not fishing 400-pound cable on this like we're fishing on a Marauder or a
catchy spinner
or a cowbell or whatever. So, so the crew figured it out. So it was a little learning curve. But so the 200s were kind of the one that, you know, created all the craze. But right now, like, we can't keep the small ones in stock, the 140s and 165s, because, you know, all of a sudden, like, bluefin tuna are eating the trolled lure, right? Like, that's like...
doesn't happen.
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
But the 140 is not a small lure.
No, it's not a small lure, but when you compare it to the 200 and the new 220, we actually make one, I think, smaller than the 140, and then we make a 100 size as well. Uh-huh. So, but, and then, you know, I've been fishing the 140s on my 5-day, and they catch yellowtail and small, you know, the small school tuna like better than a feather does.
Yeah.
I mean, way better than a feather. But all of a sudden, this craze for, you know, for the smaller DTXs, because bluefin tuna are eating.
We had guys multiple times talking about, you know, they were yummy flyer fishing, and so they put their kite up and they put all the emphasis onto skipping their yummy flyer, and then, well, I might as well just put one of these out the back, and then, hey, we got a 120-pounder in the rod holder on the trolling a 200 size, you know, sardine colored DTX minnow. It's like, you got to be kidding me, you know.
Yeah.
There was multiple stories of big ones getting caught with those. I mean,
because they dive deep.
Well, it depends on the speed and how far you get it back.
Sure.
So if you're with a yummy flyer, you're not going very fast, and you have the ability to put it back a little bit further.
Sure.
So that's what I've always said. You know, when everybody's talking about the way that they're fishing these bluefin with the flyers, I'm like, man, I'd have two DTXs behind the boat. Or as long as you have enough, you know, people in the boat to wind in something once the fish goes off.
Sure.
Obviously, if you go out with a buddy, you're limited on, you know, how many people can wind stuff in.
But you can make that happen.
Yeah, I know. I don't see that as a problem.
Yeah, I know.
There's a lot of screaming.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me ask,
why?
All right, so I'm asking you. So you're like on your boat. How many flyers do you run on yours?
Like yummy flyers?
Yeah.
You fish one.
One.
You fish one at a time.
Okay, so you fish one at a time. So having two other rods out there with two different.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
plenty of room.
That's
plenty of
what
people.
I'm saying. Like I don't know why. Like what else are you doing?
Exactly.
Like you're.
Why not?
Yeah, and you can with you know the slower speed you can let more line out. And, you know, if you're, especially if you use braid with a, for a leader, you can get it deeper. I mean, those things will go to 40 feet at the right speed and the right depth.
I just feel like, what does it hurt?
Why not?
What does it hurt?
The only thing that hurts is if somebody's got to wind it in if somebody, the flyer goes off. But, you know, what happens if that goes off? You can still leave the flyer out,
exactly.
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So. Well, let's head south down to Rancho Leonero. We got our buddy John Ireland from Rancho Leonero on the line. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Pete. Hi, Rick. Hello, guest.
Hey, John.
Well. We got great fishing. You know, a lot like last week, very much like last week. The real change is a Dorado really showed up. Really interesting, you know, last week, Saturday, was a Dorado shootout, and there hadn't been hardly any Dorado before that, but it really lit up on Saturday for the Dorado shootout.
They knew the Dorado shootout was happening.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know how they knew, but they did. That's for sure. Water's real warm, 85, 86 degrees right in front, which, yeah, for this time of year is super warm. But it sure hasn't hurt the fishing, that's for sure. A lot of yellowfin. I was out yesterday myself, and there's pods of porpoise all over out there holding fish. They're a little picky biter the last couple of days, but both are picking up, you know, five or six nice fish to 35, 40 pounds on the yellowfin. And the Dorado are mixed actually closer inside. The lighthouse has been very, very productive for, the guys are still trolling, of course, for rooster fish and big rooster fish. Honestly, the average rooster fish are taking gotta be 40 pounds and some real, real big ones, some real big guys. But they're also, picking up big yellowfin and they're trolling for the roosters right inside, you know, right up against the beach. Jorge, one of our captains, went out and caught 35, 40 pound yellowfin, along with 260 pound rooster fish, all in the same place. Crazy stuff. A lot of marlin as well, striped marlin around, and we're picking up blues. The blues have shown up. No real big blues yet, but the blues are in for sure. And what else is going on?
Boy, you know, I got some pictures from my buddy Rich Top. Well, a couple of giant roosters down there.
That's awesome.
Oh, they're huge. They are huge. And, I mean, honestly, the average fish is around 40 pounds. And they're, you know, nobody's weighing them because everybody's releasing, but they're.
Sure.
There's some that are really butting up against 100 pounds. There's some giant rooster fish this year. Really, really good rooster fish. And the fly fishing guys are really. Peeking on them. They're really enjoying it.
Nice.
So everybody's catching fish, that's for sure. And they have been for the last 6 weeks, but this past week was exceptional for the fact that the Dorado are really around in numbers.
Nice.
Quite a few nice bulls coming to the cleaning table every day. So
nice. Well, if somebody
cool
wants to come down
there.
To Rancho Leonero, I mean, you still have space available. I know you're limited on the capacity, but are there spaces available in this prime time?
Absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. We've got rooms throughout the season now, and take advantage of it because truly it's really, really good fishing and great airfares if you're coming out of San Diego and Valaris through Tijuana, and lots of flights open on Alaska out of San Diego and Los Angeles, and it's easy to get in and out. It really is, good fishing. We're enjoying it. We have quite a few guests. We're sending out between 4 and 15 boats a day.
Nice.
And everybody's stumping them. Yeah, it's nice to be back in business.
It sounds great, man.
Yeah.
Back to normal. I love it, John.
For sure. Well, if somebody wants to come to Rancho Leonero, how do we do it?
Thanks, gentlemen. It's 800-646-2252. Or check out our website. A lot of good photos on there. Lots of rooster fish photos.
RanchoLeonero.com. Lots of good stuff. All right, John, appreciate the call. Glad to hear things are killing it down there. And
great.
We'll talk to you next Sunday. Appreciate that.
It was a good week. Thanks, guys. Talk to you next week.
Big rooster.
Yeah.
That sounds so much fun.
Oh, yeah. No, Rich was saying fishing's just off the charts.
That's great.
Right now,
I love it.
Yeah.
That fishing's so cool, too, because you're usually trolling right next to a white sand beach and the water's turquoise.
Yeah.
And crystal. It's just, man,
beautiful
it
place.
So good to me right now.
Yeah.
Have you ever Pacifico do that afterwards?
Yeah, exactly. You ever do that fly fishing, chasing them down on the beach?
Actually, when I worked, when Woody and myself worked for Bob Marriott's, we actually went down and worked with John Ireland and the crew down at Rancho to kind of get their captains and guides down there into the fly fishing.
Okay.
So we used to take kind of groups of fly rodders down there and kind of starting to expose fly fishing. You know, it's a big deal now, but back then it was kind of in its infancy. So, you know, both Woody and myself went down there with groups to actually kind of teach the guides like what the expectations of fly fishermen were.
Yeah.
It's not that they can't catch them on fly rods. It's that, you know, obviously you're trolling around to find fish and then using chum to get them up so that you can cast flies at them.
Right.
So, yeah, so it was good. It was good. And I know some of the groups, they took 40-pound-plus Dorado on the fly rod down there at John's place. So,
nice.
Yeah. And it's beautiful. I would tell everybody the ranch is, like, one of the special places I've been to a few times.
It truly is, for sure. Well, hey, phones are packed. One line open. If you want to get through, 833-288-0973. I have that incredible package of Seaguar fluorocarbon, a variety of types and sizes, and then also the colorful Seaguar hat to go along with it, for sure.
You got it, boy. We are packed solid. Everybody's excited to talk to Dale. We're going to jump into it. Refugio, calling from Garcia this morning, is up first. Thanks for getting us started here, Refugio.
Thanks for taking my call. I've got a comment and then a question. Dale, I've had the pleasure of fishing with your dad several times, and I just want to let you know that he was not just a good fisherman, especially when it came to wahoo fishing. But he was just a good person, down to earth. Never ever heard him brag or talk about just catching more fish than anybody else. My question is, I've got a 6-day Let's Talk hookup trip in October. What do you recommend I bring in terms of the fluorocarbon, the different labels, the contest, given that there's uncertainty of where we're going to fish?
You're going with Rock Cod Rick on the Shogun.
Yeah, right on, Refugio.
Oh, look forward to that.
Oh, I'm excited, buddy. Great.
Well, I would definitely say just no different than the 5-day I'm jumping on Tuesday. Like, I'd have everything from, you know, 30-pound to, you know, 130-pound, plus probably some heavier leader material possibly for some flatfall-style fishing. But, you know, most of those range trips, you usually fish 30, 40, and 50 the most. I would, you know, unless something changes where you're just going to sit off the coast here and fish big bluefin. But typically on a 6-day, I'm assuming in October, you're going to run down and catch some wahoo.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that.
I would think probably a lot of Guadalupe.
Yeah.
If I was making a guess. I mean, you know, obviously, just like you say, you never know. Could be any, could be all. But I would guess we'll probably got a fair amount of Guadalupe time.
So if you're going to Guadalupe, I would definitely have a 30 and 40-pound gold label, definitely in the mix of your – because that fishing down there is definitely a finesse pick bite. We all know that. You sit at the rail all day on the back of the boat hoping for one bite, and the bite can be good.
Yeah.
But I definitely, you know, the first gold label I got, you know, that was the prototype that I fished a few years ago. It was at Guadalupe, and it made huge difference. I was fishing like 30-pound gold label. That was all they gave me. And, you know, those fish were up, like you said, up to 100 pounds, and I literally got way more bites than everybody else.
Last October on that trip, it was small circle hooks and 40-pound Seaguar gold label.
Yeah,
and that was the trick. It was like absolute, and the fish were, you know, 80, 100 pounders, and handled it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, didn't handle it easy, but handled it, right?
You know, you'd like them to eat, you know, something a little heavier, but I got all the confidence in the world on, like, 40-pound gold label that you can pull on the right outfit.
Hard.
In the right outfit with the, you know, drag set right, that you can pull as hard as you possibly can and not actually break the line. Chew through it is one thing, but breaking the line is...
On our trip, which was, we went a couple weeks after, I was fishing 50 blue. I would fish 50 blue, like, in the mornings and the afternoons. Brandon, who I work with at Fisherman's Landing, he was fishing...
World's greatest fisherman.
The Iron Bomber. He was fishing 60 Premier, and those were like, our go-to lines. And exactly as you said, middle of the day, when it was really tough to get a bite... We dropped down to 40 gold, and when bites were not able to be had, you were fishing 40 gold, you would still pick those things off. And then, like, for us, the mornings were pretty good, and the afternoons were pretty good. The middle of the day would slow down a little bit, so I'd fish 50 blue, he'd fish 60 premier all morning, all afternoon. When it's tough, we'd drop down to fish 40 gold, and that was... that was like the perfect run. Obviously, every single trip is different, but for us, that was like the ideal.
Yeah, no, and I tell a lot of people on that type of fishing on the anchor on long soaks, which is what we do on our longer trips. So for people that haven't fished longer trips, that's a different style of fishing. And the goal is to get your bait out there and not get in tangles, right? Number one key, right? Stay out of tangles.
No doubt.
And then when you got a good bait on those long soaks, is also making sure you have the right reel with capacity. Because many a times when I was in Guadalupe, you'd see people on these long soaks, and their reels were so low by the time. Like, you have to have the right outfits on those type of deals. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's people are fishing way too small reels for those long soak situations on big fish.
Indeed. Hey, Refugio, have a great trip. Thanks a lot for the call.
I'll look forward to fishing with you in October, buddy, and I'm sure we'll talk much more before then. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to check in with catch reports, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
When you want dependable service for your outboard, your first choice should be H&H Marine in Pacific Beach. Owner and mechanic Jeff Hughes found there was a real need for great outboard repair, and that's why he started H&H Marine. Jeff and his crew will service your motors at their convenient Garnett Avenue shop, in your boat slip, or at your home. As a factory-authorized Yamaha service center, when Jeff takes the job, it's done right. He's worked on Pete and Rick's boats for years and comes highly recommended. H&H Marine is also your source for new Yamaha and Mercury outboards, as well as original parts. Need a new bait tank? H&H Marine has you covered with top-of-the-line blue water bait tank sales and expert installation. In the market for a new boat? H&H Marine is a striper boat dealer with great prices on their full line of affordable fishing boats. So for outboard service when and where you want it, outboard sales, striper fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine, 2680 Garnett Avenue in Pacific Beach. On the web at hhmarineservice.com.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. 2020 is the golden anniversary of Cape Polaris and Searcher. Come help us celebrate 50 amazing years in sport fishing. Searcher has a great crew, awesome food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2020 schedule is available now, so this is a golden opportunity to make your reservation online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia or Callie at 619-226-2400.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
Use your smart speaker to stream 97.3 The Fan on radio.com.
Oh my God, that's a great idea.
It's probably the most useful thing it'll do for you all day.
We are going to start a revolution, okay?
Just say, play 97.3 The Fan.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
This program is paid for by Let's Talk Hookup.
I would definitely say
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Having a great time this morning. Great fishing going on. If you want to get through, it's been a very busy morning. 833-288-0973. Hey, as promised, it's time for the Catch Report. Today, that Catch Report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, but now they'll take care of your private boat catch, too. If you go out and skip up a big yummy fly or catch one of those 150-pounders on a Nomad, there's no better way to deal with that fish than to give it to the experts at Fisherman's Processing.
No doubt.
Trying to deal with carcass and guts of a 150-pounder, let me tell
you. Plus, the new fish fillet regulations, man, you can make
big
a violation
time,
cost you big time.
You're right. That's a great point. You know, because you have to keep that entire fillet intact. The entire loins, I mean, it's just in one bag.
Thing,
you know, I mean, it's just,
it's a pain.
Man, take that
take
thing to Raymond.
Take it to Fisherman's Processing.
Give that thing to process for sure. Not only do they offer all those great opportunities of smoking and jerky your fish, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can also purchase fresh fish. They sell smoked and jerky fish. They have the spices, rubs, smoked cheese, and their famous tuna burger. And the best thing that has come out of Fisherman's Processing in so long is that amazing pokey kit. It's all available at their Liberty Station location, or you can order online at fishermansprocessing.com. Let's start off our catch report up at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. Talk to the man, Captain Brian Woolley's on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you? You got me?
Great, buddy.
How's the fishing?
Good morning.
That water warm up finally?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking at my machines here. It's 66 right now. We just pushed the anchor over here on a three-quarter day trip this morning. It's still, it's trying. It's trying hard to get back to where we want it, but it's still not there, you know. We're seeing a little bit, like the sun will pop out. We'll get a little bit of 70-degree water, but still it's trying. It's trying hard, but with that cooler water, this
better than 59,
I was just
going to
say, yeah, better than what you gave us last week.
Absolutely, yeah. We've kind of fought our way through the week, you know, waiting for it to warm up. But, you know, the half-day fish has been pretty good. Some spots with kelp and some good open hard bottom spots have been producing for us. We're seeing a little bit of barracuda along the beach here with some bonito in the mix, sorting through, you know, some of that shorter barracuda to find some of the keeper ones. But a little bit of that, but, you know, like I said, no big scores on that, but, you know, enough to kind of keep it in the conversation kind of a deal. Down the coast there, like Camp Pendleton, North County, more of the same bass fishing. We're seeing a little bit more yellowtail kind of starting to fill in. We're not catching it, but we're seeing it every day. And some of this stuff's, I mean, it's impressive size fish. It's like 30 plus, like some fish, 35 pound fish, like stuff you hook at here. You know, you're gonna have your work cut out for you and some of that kelp. But so it's all been kind of all show no go quite yet. I think once the water kind of, you know, figures itself out, we'll see a little bit more of that stuff eaten. Some real nice sheephead on some of those hard bottom ridges and some stuff kind of in the mix down that way. But, gosh, we've been catching some real nice bass on the hard baits, like that cold sniper bait, that hard jerk bait. We've caught some really nice fish on that this last week. Some good alternatives to the live sardine. And then over at the islands, you know, Catalina has been okay. Nice. Some mixed results on the calico bass there. Some good bonito action. I know Tommy on the Dana Pride had a little go around with some of that better grade yellowtail one day earlier this week. That fish is like 25 to 30 pound fish. So still some stuff to catch for sure. But we're just, hoping that things kind of get straightened out a little bit here on the coast. So fingers crossed that we see a little bit of that happen this week. So kind of it here for us. You guys want to hop on a trip, certainly give a landing a call and make those reservations. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us on the web, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Kind of keeping the loop, see what we got going on. So we'd love to get you guys out here. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then link it right on the front page of the Let's Talk Hookup website. Just click on that Dana Wharf banner, take you right there.
That's probably even easier, right?
We
jump right in from there.
Yeah, exactly. So. All right, Brian. Well, great to hear from you. Good luck today. Hope you get them, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Hopefully the water
Thanks
will be in the
guys.
70s by then.
Exactly. Thanks, Willie.
We're hoping. All right, take care, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, all right.
Indeed. While we're waiting for Gundy Gunderson, the phones are packed. Let's go ahead and jump into it.
That sounds great to me, buddy. Let's talk to Charlie calling us from Gardena this morning. Hi, Charlie. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Dale,
Charlie.
A couple questions for you, sir. I was wondering if you could talk more about the DTX minnow on how you rig them, and obviously, is a floating, and the 160 might or 165 might be the sinking. How far back do you run them off a sport boat? And on this, on the fluorocarbon, could you talk about comparison of pink label versus blue label? Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you. So on the DTX, so for Wahoo fishing, I run like 175 pound 49 strand wire on that. Super short, maybe 12 inches. Super small swivel. I don't want a big bubble trail going through. I basically right to the split ring in front. That's exactly how I run them.
Just
I think
single wire.
Single wire.
Single
yep.
wire.
And
multi strand wire.
Yeah, it's the 49 strand American right. fishing wire, right? AFW.
Yep.
175 small crimps, 12 inches, and it seems to run the best. And the truth of the matter is, if you ask some of the crew, they say you could just run straight fluorocarbon on it or mono, and it doesn't even matter because they grab it in the middle every time. It gets bit the best when you don't run wire.
When you don't run wire.
And they say we rarely ever lose one. If really? We lose one, it's usually when a guy already hooks a Wahoo on one, and another Wahoo comes by and chomps it as it's in the feeding frenzy. So,
yeah.
But the 165s, I run those straight. If I'm not fishing Wahoo, I'd run those just straight mono or fluorocarbon. A lot of the troll outfits on the boats run, 100-pound? 100-pound mono.
100-pound.
Yeah, 80 to 100-pound. You can run them straight off of that. If you want to put a piece of fluoro on there, even better. But, you don't have to – there's not much to them. I think that's what – you don't have to do much to get them to run straight. If you run them straight mono or a fluoro leader, you're good. If you're running wire, just don't overwire it.
Same deal if you're going to troll one of those for a bluefin. You're best to just attach your top shot, whether it be mono or fluoro or whatever, right to the lure, knot it or crimp it. They just don't like to have a lot of big gear on them. Yeah. You don't
want to put a swivel
that's
on
what
it
I'm saying,
and
yeah.
catch a
right,
swivel.
Yeah.
If
right.
your normal trolling outfits all have snap swivels and you've got it all dialed, then just take a piece of, take like a piece of 100-pound Seaguar fluoro, crimp it or tie it right to that DTX, come up 3, 4, 5 feet, give it a distance away from it, and then attach a swivel so that your trolling snap swivel can stay up and out of the way of that lure.
Yeah, it just doesn't – it's like taking a sports car and trying to tow something with it.
Right.
It's like it performs better when you just minimize the connections.
Totally.
Yeah.
And as far as the difference between red label and blue label or pink label, excuse me, pink label and blue label – pink label single structure fluorocarbon, so it's still really phenomenal fluorocarbon, but we only use one fluoro resin. Whereas blue label, which is the dual double structure formulation, allows us to fine tune it, give you better knot strength, better impact strength. So as far as if you're comparing the two, no question about it, blue label is a superior,
stronger
performing product. But I tell people that pink label being a Seaguar single structure fluorocarbon is still the best single structure fluorocarbon in the world.
It's still great.
I fished it and caught big fish on it.
Yeah.
I'm talking big tuna.
Yeah, me too.
You've explained it before, but you said one of the big things about Seaguar is you guys use your own fluorocarbon resins.
That is the huge difference between us and everybody else that makes fluorocarbon is we're the only manufacturer of fluorocarbon in the world that manufactures its own raw material resins. And we manufacture those fluorocarbon resins to make premium fishing line. Whereas the other fluorocarbon manufacturers buy resins from resin companies that might be developing the resin for commercial grade use. They're not. Their number one purpose isn't to develop a resin to make the best fishing line. So the difference between Seaguar is we realize that we have the ability to tailor resins to give you the performance that you're looking for, whether that's knot strength, impact strength, tensile strength. So we're using softer, harder, giving you that different and double structure like blue label or gold label or Premier gives us the ability to use two of our resins, to create an even more complicated process, but gives you a better. So you'll get that really good knot strength because of our outer resin, and you'll get that inner strength and the tensile strength from the inner resin. So, and it's not like a coating; it's bonded together. That's why Tatsu double structure product as well is twice as expensive as Invisix. It's twice the process.
Right.
Right. It's twice the it takes us twice the process to make Tatsu than it does Invisix.
What's the difference between Tatsu and Gold Label?
It's the same technology.
Same.
Just
thing.
Different resins.
Just
so we keep playing with the resins. So a bass fisherman with Tatsu wants something a little bit different characteristics than like us with Gold
Label.
Like,
is it stiff? It's a little stiffer than.
Or maybe. I think Tatsu's a little limper. I think
Tatsu's,
they want it to lay on a reel.
Yeah, Tatsu's going to cast off
right.
of your bait caster a little nicer.
Yeah.
Gold Label's going to be a little bit stronger in the mouth of a tuna.
Right.
So for the largemouth, you don't. I mean, not that you don't need abrasion resistance, you certainly do, and Tatsu's really good with it, but you're not worried about the teeth of a prolonged fight, but you are worried about being able to make an accurate cast with the line coming off the reel, not looping up on you.
Well, and one of the things I should have led to the show, so obviously there was a virtual iCast this year, so the iCast show, usually I'd be coming out of iCast, talking about all the new great stuff that happened at the show, getting ready to go on the Red Rooster. Well,
right.
It was kind of a virtual show this year because it didn't happen.
They did a good job with that.
Yeah, no, they did a really nice job.
I participated.
So Seaguar introduced, so Gold Label prior to this year was 15 through 40. So we opened it up. I believe it starts at 2 or 4 pound through 12. So now Gold Label's in the small sizes. So you want to talk about some really great opportunities for, like, trout fishing?
Oh, man.
So this,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so this is going to be introduced. You'll probably see it hitting the retail shops this fall.
Gold Label.
Gold Label in smaller sizes. So we'll cover the whole freshwater side up to 40 pound.
So why would you... So, again, it's different than Tatsu. Because
right.
Because Tatsu's... That's a leader material versus Tatsu uses more. You put
right,
it on the whole
right.
thing. On
so
the yeah.
one of the big pushes in even the bass fishing market is a lot of guys are doing this top shotting deal. And so right now the premier product in the entire Seaguar family, if you said, like, what's the best product, hands down, top... is Gold Label. Tatsu's right, like, a smidge below that. But Gold Label is the flagship fluorocarbon process. Like, there's no product we make as good as
Gold Label.
So there was this big deal. So a lot of the surf guys out here, halibut guys wanting a little bit lighter stuff, maybe out here in the bay, you want that abrasion resistance, small diameter. And then the freshwater bass guys were like, man, we'd like to see that stuff where we can go out and, I mean, those guys are fishing structure.
Drop shotting.
So... And they're doing the same technique. They're using, you know, small diameter braid and leader material for this drop shotting. So we introduced at the virtual iCast show this year smaller sizes Gold Label. So pretty excited about that. And then trout
fly
guys.
Fishermen,
like,
oh
my
crazy.
Gosh, Rick's getting ready to go to Montana. We were talking about it between and he's like Wyoming and Montana, and I'm like, oh man, that's like Gold Label.
All right.
Yeah. Gold Label would be the premium. I wish I had some for you. It's not shipped until the fall. But but it'll be great for the flight. And it's on,
like, what pound test?
I believe it starts at like 2 pound.
2 pound.
That's
great.
Wow.
Yeah. Fantastic. So, well, speaking of surf fishing, let's go to our surf guru, continue our catch report with Gundy Gunderson, the surf guru extraordinaire.
What up, Gundy?
How's it going?
Great,
good.
Buddy. We're talking surf and fluoro and talking fishing.
With fluorocarbon, we're talking Corbina, and now's the time to bust that stuff out. Excellent, excellent Corbina fishing. You know, we've been talking about it, that, you know, probably most of the guys tell me one of the better seasons we've seen in several years. And we got some other players in the game, some Bonita showing up, some Barracuda showing up, pressure sharks, you know, I guess a lot of anchovies on the beach, and that's really perking things up. We had a Grunion run on the 22nd, so, you know, it's time to do it. You know, from the Mexican border to, you know, normally Zuma Beach is where you see that Corbina spread. And the guys up north, you know, Malibu North, usually see the smaller fish. But they're telling us just lots of Corbina up there, lots of good quality fish. The calico bass bite continues very good on the reef beaches up and down the coast. Some legal sea bass mixed in, too. Like I said, the Bonita Barracuda showing off the jetties and piers. Several thresher sharks hooked off the piers, lots of bait inside, like I said, warm water, all systems go. Hook, line, sinker reported good calico bass action on the reef, beaches, Campus Point, and graveyards have been two hot spots for those guys. They're also hooking white sea bass. They have a 34-inch fish checked into the shop this week. Grunion and sardine pattern swim baits fished along the reef, or the kelp edge has been the ticket there. Wiley's reported outstanding Corbina fishing, lots of takes, fish up to 3 pounds. And like I said, not normally Corbina hotspot, but lots of fish around. A 28-inch white sea bass was also taken off the old chart house on cut squid. A couple of thresher sharks caught and released off the Malibu pier. Big Fish reported good Corbina action off Seal Beach, Sunset, Bolsa Chica, multi-fish days for the guys. I think a 3 pound, 10 ounce was the big fish there this week. Bonita showing off the Seal Beach Pier, Seal Beach Jetty. Ketchum in Newport reported also Bonita starting to show off the pier there. Good Corbina action all along the peninsula. 4 pound, 4 ounce tanker was their better fish. The sand crabs have been inconsistent, you know, a lot of small ones. So the guys are sticking with the bloodworms, and the bloodworms really producing. Hogan's and Dana Point reported good Corbina action. Strands, Salt Creek, T Street, Rivieras. 3-pound, 8-ounce fish was one of their better ones. And a 33-inch white sea bass taken off Cotton's Point there on a Lucky Craft sardine pattern. And then finally, Pacific Coast reported the same. Excellent Corbina action. Army Navy Academy, South Carlsbad, good stretches there. Bloodworms, the top bait. Bonita, some barracuda showing in the harbor off the Oceanside Pier. And then finally, a 9-pound, 10-ounce orange mouth taken near Ponto there on a swim bait. So, I mean, you name it. I didn't even mention the Sargo bite, Opal Eye, you know, the Thresher Shark Stone. What a terrific
good
summer.
Good stuff, man. Wow, really good fishing. Gundy Gunderson, you always have all the hot dope. It's prime time, summertime fishing on the beach. Thanks a lot, Gundy. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. The biggest problem is the guys keeping the stuff on the pegs at the tackle shop. I tell
yeah,
you.
Oh yeah.
You know it, buddy.
Oh
you know
yeah.
It.
No doubt. Thanks.
All right, gentlemen. Have a good week.
Thanks, buddy. Hey, want to remind you, Gamakatsu, they set out to develop a hook that was light enough for a live bait to swim naturally, yet strong enough to handle your next trophy bluefin or yellowfin. Their answer? The Gamakatsu Nautilus Heavy Duty. The new Gamakatsu Nautilus HD is available with a solid ring or as a standard hook. Get the Gamakatsu Nautilus and the Nautilus HD at selected tackle stores. And when we come back, we got a lot more of your phone calls. Phones are packed up. We're going to jump right to them. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and radio network.
It's a fact of life in Southern California, hard water. And if you have a pool, your tile shows it. Here comes San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning to the rescue. With their specialized equipment, SD Pool Tile Cleaning can safely remove the stubborn calcium deposits most pool owners struggle with. SD Pool Tile Cleaning can make your tile look bright and clean, almost like new again. High-pressure pool maintenance cleaning can damage grout, stone, and dislodge tiles. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning uses a low-pressure media blasting technique to protect your pool surface from damage and yield fantastic results. So stop making excuses for your stained tiles on your pool. Make them look like new again with San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check their website at sdpooltilecleaning.com and let their professional staff rejuvenate your pool tile. When it comes to professional swimming pool tile cleaning service, there is only one name you can trust. San Diego Pool Tile Cleaning. Check sdpooltilecleaning.com.
Hi there. I'm Hayden from Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, Southern California's go-to spot for Hobie fishing kayaks right on the water in Mission Bay. Let me tell you, we have big things going on in the shop this time of year. This November marks the 40th year anniversary of Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking. And as a family-owned and operated business, my family and I would like to thank all of our friends and customers for the support over the decades. We also have the brand new 2020 model year Hobie fishing kayaks, introducing new features like the automatically retracting kick-up fins, as well as the revolutionary new Mirage Drive 360, which allows you to rotate and steer your Mirage Drive 360 degrees, giving you 100% control over your fishing kayak. Hobie's also released a new line of more economic options, like the new Mirage Passport 10.5 and 12.0, coming in at only $13.99 and $15.99 respectively, while still including the Hobie Mirage Drive with comfortable raised seats and tons of fishing features. Get down to our shop, Fast Lane Sailing and Kayaking, right on the water in Mission Bay, and see it all for yourself. Or check us out online at fastlanekayaking.com.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Shimano has done it again. An amazing lever drag 2-speed reel at an affordable price.
It's Speedmaster 2, the extremely durable, high-performance Speedmaster 2 with high maximum drag power and a smooth, ultra-wide range of drag adjustability is an absolute fish-fighting machine. Its rigid, hoggity body prevents misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest loads, plus a spare drag cam is included for optimal use with monofilament lines. The Speedmaster is now available in four models, 12, 16, 20, and 25. This is the perfect reel for the angler looking for a powerful, lightweight, smooth casting reel for tuna or other powerful saltwater game fish at more affordable price. Nothing in its class can match the Shimano Speedmaster 2, built to provide high-end performance and durability in a compact, lightweight frame. Get the Shimano Speedmaster 2 lever drag reel at your local Shimano dealer. Check Shimano.com for all the details.